The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. Vaginismus, when your body is saying, not yet. Few things create anxiety in women quite like not being able to welcome a penis into her body. For some women, intercourse is painful. For others, it simply isn't possible. They desperately want to make love, yet their body seems to have a mind of its own. Many women tell me, I want to have sex, my body just won't let me. And that's exactly the point. But your body isn't betraying you, it's protecting you. Vaginismus is an involuntary tightening of the muscles around the entrance to the vagina. It can make intercourse difficult, painful, or impossible. Importantly, this isn't something a woman consciously chooses. It's an automatic protective response, rather like blinking when something suddenly comes towards your eye. The body is trying to protect itself. So the question isn't, what's wrong with my body? The more helpful question is, what is my body trying to protect me from? I often say that the vagina is remarkably wise. If a woman isn't genuinely ready to welcome her partner inside, it has an extraordinary ability to say, not yet. That isn't failure, it's communication. And while vaginismus can have many contributing factors, including previous pain, trauma, medical conditions, anxiety, or relationship difficulties, I also believe our cultural model of sex often makes the problem worse. Most of us have inherited a very narrow script about sex. There's kissing, then touching, a little foreplay, intercourse, orgasm, finished. The problem is that this script encourages couples to treat intercourse as the main event. So women often feel they should be ready long before they actually are. And if she's not ready, she may think she should push through. Please don't. Your body's telling you something important. Now, I have a confession. I detest the word penetration. Not because it isn't anatomically correct, but because it's such an aggressive concept. Think about it. If someone is about to penetrate you, what do you instinctively want to do? Raise the drawbridge, lock the castle gates, prepare the archers. You batten down the hatches. It's hardly an invitation to soften, relax, and open one of the most intimate parts of your body. Language matters. The words we use shape the way we experience our bodies. And one of the biggest misconceptions about sex is that the vagina is simply a passive hole that the penis goes into. Nothing could be further from the truth. The vagina is a remarkable organ. It's alive, responsive, exquisitely sensitive, and deeply engaged in the lovemaking experience. When a woman feels emotionally safe, physically aroused, and genuinely wants her partner inside her, the vagina softens, lengthens, lubricates, and embraces. It actively welcomes the penis. But if she feels rushed, pressured, anxious, disconnected, or simply not ready, it responds just as intelligently in the opposite direction. It becomes guarded, protective, and closed. The vagina doesn't simply need to relax. It needs a reason to open. One of the biggest obstacles I see is couples moving towards intercourse far too quickly. Not because either person is doing anything wrong, but because they've been taught that's simply how sex works. I encourage couples to let go of the idea that intercourse is the destination. Great lovemaking isn't linear. It doesn't have to follow a script. When you stop racing towards intercourse and instead become curious about pleasure, touch, kissing, breathing, laughter, and connection, something beautiful often happens. The woman has time to become fully aroused, not just lubricated, really ready. And when she's genuinely ready, she doesn't merely tolerate the penis entering her, she wants it, she actively invites it. Agency changes everything. One of the most powerful shifts I see in women recovering from vaginismus is reclaiming their sense of agency. Instead of thinking, can I manage this? They begin asking, do I want to welcome my partner inside me right now? That's a completely different experience. Good sex isn't something one person does to another. It's something two people create together. The penis enters, the vagina embraces. Both partners are active, both partners are giving, both partners are receiving. Often what helps the body feel safe enough to open has very little to do with the vagina itself. It may be about slowing down, feeling emotionally connected, having enough time, choosing the right moment, creating a relaxed environment, letting go of pressure. Knowing intercourse doesn't have to happen at all. The body responds to the whole experience, not just what happens in the final few minutes. The principles that help women overcome vaginismus are, interestingly, the same principles that create wonderful lovemaking for everyone. Slowing down, creating emotional safety, following arousal rather than chasing intercourse, seeing sex not as something one person does to another, but something two people create together. Vaginismus is highly treatable, and many women go on to enjoy comfortable, deeply pleasurable and fulfilling sex. Because the goal isn't to convince the vagina to open, it's to create the conditions in which it naturally wants to.